To think about some of the ways that Jesus comes, I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. You guys want to have a seat here? Kate, will you get whatever it is wrapped in that cloth at the manger and bring it to me? Inside the little manger, will you bring that to me? Is it too heavy, Brantley says? Okay, let's bring that over here and see what it is. Because usually the manger is empty until Christmas, when we put the baby Jesus in it because he's born. So what do you think is over there? What do you think's in here?
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus? Baby Jesus? Everybody think baby Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Kate, will you help me open the blanket? We're gonna see what's inside. What is it? It's bread. It's a loaf of bread. Why do you think a loaf of bread was in the manger? That's so silly, right? Here, can you smell the bread? This is special bread. Oh, it smells delicious. This is homemade bread, actually, from Main Street Deli. It smells delicious. So it's kind of silly that there's bread in the manger. But actually not as silly as you think. Does anybody remember the town that Jesus was born in? Bethlehem. Is that what you were gonna say, Kate? Bethlehem? Do you know what Bethlehem means? House of bread. Bethel means house. Lehem or lechem is bread. So if you were to go into a Jewish home at mealtime, they would always say this prayer, "Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Blessed are you for bringing forth bread from the earth, for bringing forth lechem from the earth." Jesus was born in the house of bread. That's pretty cool, because in Jesus' life, later when he grew up and he was teaching his disciples, Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the bread of life." The bread of life. Jesus, the bread of life, was born in the house of bread. And you know something else is cool? Come over here and let me show you this manger. You want to come over here, Brantley? You want to see the manger? So this is a manger. Can you see Kate and Cameron? Can you come over here? This is the manger. This is where Mary, Jesus' mom, is it too heavy? We won't pick it up then. The manger, this is where Jesus' mom, Mary, put Jesus when he was born. She wrapped him in some cloth to keep him warm, and she put him in a manger. But do you know what a manger actually is? Do you think it's a baby bed?
No, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's
where you put animal food. That's exactly right. This is a feeding trough. So there would have been hay in there, and that's where the animals would have gotten their food from. So in the house of bread, the bread of life was placed in a feeding trough, a place where food goes. And what do we do every Sunday at church? We eat together at communion. We eat bread and we drink wine. Because Jesus is the bread of life. And when we come and have bread and wine at communion, we are reminded that God loves us and cares about us, and we get to taste Jesus and Jesus' love when we have the bread. So as you're thinking about Christmas and Jesus coming, the bread of life was born at the house of bread, and he slept in a feeding trough, and he still feeds us today with his love. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you
for the bread of life. and for feeding us every Sunday with your love. We love you, God. Amen. All right, y'all may go to Children's Church with Anna if you'd like.